Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. I presume that you can imagine what everybody is going to want to talk about today. Last night's Survivor Series. If you listened to the show yesterday, as we were running down the card, we got word there was a dramatic odds shift at the last moment in the Bill Goldberg-Brock Lesnar match. Lesnar went from a 5-1 favorite, I believe, to a 5-1 underdog. And then, lo and behold, Survivor Series kicked off. And it was funny because I was a few minutes behind. And so I didn't have spoilers, but I did all of a sudden start getting texts. A lot of profanities. A lot of LOLs, a lot of shock. And I was thinking, man, what happened here? And as I watched it, sure enough, match went a minute 30. They locked up. Goldberg got bullied into the corner, shoved down Brock Lesnar, speared him out of his boots again, hooked him for the jackhammer, and covered him for the 1-2-3. The Bill Goldberg from 1997 was back here in 2016. It was described as an Undertaker having the streak broken moment in the building. People were shocked, stunned at what they had seen. I'm trying to remember the last time on pay-per-view that WWE gave us a 1 minute and 30 second main event, and I don't think it's ever happened, unless you want to count the Iron Man match that went to a draw, and then they continued, and it went a minute 30 with Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. But if we got a lot to talk about today, we'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more, and we'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The holidays, a time for festive gatherings with friends and
Uncle Alvin?
Surprise!
Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make Vantage Hotels Family of Brands your spare guest room. Save 15% when you stay now through December 29th and book at VantageHotels.com. With 1,100 locations, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn, we have room for everyone on your list, even Uncle Alvin.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi. Also, WrestlingObserver.com, the Survivor Series is obviously the main topic today. If you want to give us a call with your thoughts, the toll-free line, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. The big story is that Bill Goldberg beat Brock Lesnar in 1 minute and 24 seconds in the main event of the show last night. And since it's all anybody wants to talk about for the most part, that and how horrible Shane McMahon's offense was before he was nearly killed by Roman Reigns, we'll get to that later. Let me address this Brock Lesnar thing, because there's a lot of fury. There was a lot of fury coming out of the show last night, a lot of anger and confusion. Mm. But I want to try to break this down for everybody here and make everybody understand it the best I can.
Do it.
Okay. So listen. Bill Goldberg was never going to come back to WWE. But 2K managed to finagle him onto the video game cover. And once that happened, for the third year, I believe, they opened the doors to WWE negotiating with a guy that they had no plans to negotiate with. So they negotiated with Goldberg, and the whole idea was, in order to sell this game, they were going to do a Goldberg-Brock Lesnar match at the Survivor Series, which Brock Lesnar was going to win since they were 1-0. Goldberg won the first match, 2004, whenever it was, with Brock Lesnar. They were going to do the rematch. Brock Lesnar was going to beat Goldberg. And if you remember the commercials, or not the commercials, well, they got turned into commercials, the SportsCenter appearance, where Goldberg said, "Can I just have until the end of the year? Can I just have a little more time?" He said that because this deal came about very quickly. And they didn't give him until the end of the year because the whole thing was designed to sell the video game. So they wanted to do it at the Survivor Series. So that's what happened. They were going to do Brock Lesnar versus Bill Goldberg at Survivor Series, and Brock Lesnar was going to win. Now, what was the original plan? I don't know. But at one point I had been told when Goldberg destroyed Rusev on Raw, I was told, don't worry about Rusev. So there's a possibility that Rusev was in fact going to run in and cost Goldberg that match in some form or fashion, and that's how Brock Lesnar was going to win. But that's all beside the point, because none of that ever happened. So a couple of days ago, this Bill Goldberg thing got over. His first interview was a home run. I even said, you should never bring this guy back. Just have him do the Survivor Series match. Don't have him on TV, because the more often he's on TV, the more likely it is that the company is going to screw this up. Why did I think that? Well, because I saw Goldberg in WWE in 2003 and 2004. And you know what? They screwed him up because they didn't understand Goldberg. They put wigs on him. They made him do long matches. They didn't give the fans the Goldberg that had gotten over in WCW in 1997, 1998, 1999. The Goldberg that got over was a guy that went in there and he massacred people in a minute and 24 seconds. That's what got Goldberg over. That's what people wanted to see. That's not what people got in 2003 and 2004. So Goldberg comes back. They do segments on Raw, three segments. And every single one, they do it right. It's astonishing. And Goldberg gets over. Everybody loves Goldberg. Everybody wants to see more Goldberg. Even though Goldberg, in his mind, was doing one match and he was out of here. Because he said in his original promo, "You're last." Because there was not going to be another match. So, I guess it was last week, Vince and Goldberg came to an agreement. Vince said, "Damn it, you're getting over, kid." Whatever. And they decided that Goldberg's going to stick around. Goldberg's going to be at the Royal Rumble. I was told he had three more matches he was going to do. I don't know if that's the actual number. I don't know who he's going to face. I don't know if they're going to do a match at Rumble with Brock and then a final match at WrestleMania. I don't know what the plan is. But the point is, Goldberg's back. He's back for a little while here. And so, they decided, if Goldberg's back and he's going to do more matches and he's going to do a program with Brock Lesnar, then Goldberg needs to beat Brock Lesnar. So, that's why he won. Now, last night, everybody was all up in arms. Well, if Goldberg was going to win, he could have beaten somebody else. Or if Goldberg was going to win, he didn't have to beat him in a minute 30. Wrong on both counts. Because they signed the match with Brock Lesnar. That was over. It was done with. You can't announce Brock Lesnar and Goldberg for Survivor Series and then go in there and say, "You know what? We're not going to do that match anymore. We're going to do Goldberg and Rusev," just for example. You already announced the match. The match was already signed. You already had hype and posters and the video game. You had to do the match. So knowing that you had to do the match, knowing that you had to do it, everybody that says it should have been longer than a minute 24, which was the exact time, everybody who says that, it's amazing to me because I'm sure you're the same people who were complaining in 2003 and 2004 that WWE screwed up Goldberg. Because they did it wrong then. I mean, listen, everybody should be happy that they figured out in 2016, 12 years too late, how to do Goldberg. And if you're going to have Goldberg beat Brock Lesnar, if they're going to come back for more matches, if you're trying to create a star that's going to come back and draw money for the company, then you got to do Goldberg right. And they did Goldberg right last night. And on top of that, it was a happy ending. You know how many happy endings we see in WWE? None! All I heard 2 months ago or a month ago was people crying that Sasha Banks got beaten in her hometown by Charlotte. Everybody cries when their favorites get beaten in their hometown and their heroes get defeated. And it happens over and over and over and over and over again. All we do is talk about how this company has no idea how to create a babyface. Well, finally, they create a babyface and they have a happy ending. In a situation that they sort of were backed into a corner in, and then I wake up and everybody's complaining about it. Because some people just cannot, they cannot be pleased. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a great moment. I thought it was phenomenal that Goldberg, the heroic hero babyface, beat Brock Lesnar, he beat the monster. He did it like Goldberg should do it, and now he's coming back for some more matches. And on top of that, one more thing. I want to take all of Mike's time away.
Good.
But when everybody cries, "I can't believe the streak was ruined for this." Okay, first off, Brock is not undefeated since he broke the Undertaker's streak. Brock has lost. He lost to the Undertaker. There may have been other losses in there that I've forgotten. But a lot of people forgot that he even lost to the Undertaker. Because at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world. And it's not like Brock has been destroyed by being speared and jackhammered by Goldberg in a minute 24. Brock will be fine.
Yes.
And furthermore, if your whole theory is they shouldn't have killed Brock Lesnar like that because they should have saved Brock Lesnar's first big pinfall loss since 2013 to somebody that they could have made into the new Stone Cold Steve Austin, who's that? Who is that? Roman exactly. Reigns? I mean, who do they have that they could have saved Brock Lesnar's pinfall and they could have made a hero and a big babyface star for years to come out of? I can't think of one guy. What, you would have rather seen Brock Lesnar and Shane McMahon at WrestleMania? I don't. I do not want to see that. I saw Shane McMahon last night. I do not need to see Shane McMahon and Brock Lesnar. Now, if anybody wants to argue this, you got all day. Phone number, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. I left almost no time for Mike, but go ahead.
I will just challenge anyone that would like to try to throw shade on the end of last night's show. I challenge you if you believe that, well, somebody else should have gotten the win. Somebody else should have gotten the mythical Undertaker streak that courses through Brock Lesnar, as opposed to, no matter what it is that you could say, I bet you I have an answer for it, because much like Boss just said, it was perfect how they did it. The crowd reacted perfectly to it. Goldberg, this entire time coming back, has not only been booked perfectly by WWE, but a fan base that did not really know him, you know, in some aspects, and the others, you know, may have had too happy of a view of him the first time around. Everything just seems to be working in concert with each other, and right place, right time. I don't know what it is, but this has worked. I don't know how much it's going to continue to work for, but at least one more time, maybe two more times, it'll be just fine. We should all be happy about this.
All right, back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. I should not have to state the obvious to stay on topic here today. I got tons of people calling right now. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. It's Zach from Buffalo.
Yes.
just wanted to drop a couple of things. I was in the arena last night for the show, which was a super awesome experience. I'd never been to like such a hot crowd like that before. And I don't understand how people could possibly be mad at the result of the main event, unless you're like the biggest Lesnar mark out there. Because, you know, it's like people complain so much that, you know, the WWE doesn't do enough, you know, unpredictable type moments. But I feel like that has to be one of the most unpredictable possibilities you could have gone with in that match. And yet still people are mad about it. It's insane to me.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I heard from a lot of people that were in the building that said that everybody left happy. Now, I did hear from people that said that there were people who left sad. But the way it was explained to me was they weren't sad about the match or the length of the match or anything. They were shocked and stunned and, I guess, happy that they'd seen something historic. But they were mad because they were expecting The Undertaker to come out afterwards or something, which he didn't do. Now, I think The Undertaker is probably going to be involved in something involving the SmackDown match. When I first saw the Spear, Jackhammer, 1-2-3 in a minute 24 or whatever, I mean, my immediate thought was, holy smokes, they're doing Goldberg and Undertaker at WrestleMania. And maybe a lot of other fans thought that too and figured, okay, now Undertaker's going to come out and Dong's going to sound and they'll set that match up for Mania. But that's not the way they're going immediately. They're going to do Brock Lesnar, and they may do that all the way through WrestleMania. So,
hey, this is the thing, too, with that whole, you know, with The Undertaker being involved. Even if The Undertaker wants to extract some revenge on SmackDown for screwing up the final match, you have Goldberg and Brock again for the Royal Rumble. And if you wanted to do, you could see where you can go from there with Goldberg. If you want to do Goldberg defeating Lesnar again, which gives, you know, him two wins over Brock now, or it would be three wins over Brock, and then he goes and loses to The Undertaker, so everything comes full circle that way. You could do that. There's lots of different things you could do, which that is one where Vince McMahon could easily wrap his brain around it, because his greatest creation will go over WCW's, what will go down in lore as WCW during that era's greatest creation. So it works on different levels that way. And that's as
Goldberg was absolutely their greatest creation.
There you go. At least from, yeah, really at any point, you know. So with the exception, maybe I guess you could say Sting, but he wasn't their creation either. So, yeah, I mean, to me, that works out really tidy. And again, I don't think anybody's going to be able to call in with something you may personally want to have seen. Look, Brian can make a great case right now for why Samoa Joe should have been the one to come up and beat Brock Lesnar. I could give you a great case for why I think Shinsuke Nakamura should have been the one to come up and beat Brock Lesnar. If you wanted to pass on the mythical streak of The Undertaker to someone, maybe somebody could call in with an example of a young guy they wanted to. Regardless, it doesn't matter. What matters is right now they fell upon an angle that worked. They are riding with it. It didn't hurt anybody, and it can only help gain interest in a company that desperately needs interest involved.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Steve from Saratoga.
Yes, Steve.
Hey, just really quick before I get to my question, I just wanted to say I've been listening to the Figure Four Daily recently, and when you guys are talking about Impact, Filthy Tom keeps mentioning Eli Drake as the neighbor of dummies. I don't know why he's saying that. It's the namer of dummies. It's just been driving me crazy. So last
Tom's
night...
Tom's been hitting the head
when I was...
Is this Eli Drake calling in right now?
Yeah.
Dummy, yeah. anyway, so last night when I was watching the main event, I have to say initially when the match was over so quickly, I can't say I wasn't a little disappointed at first, just because I was expecting such a, I was expecting a long match, and I don't know what I was expecting actually, but over the course of last night and throughout today, I've actually come to really appreciate what they've done, just subvert the expectations of the fans with what we got. So I never really got to watch any Goldberg matches when I was younger, so this was actually really awesome to see. Now with Brock Lesnar, I'm wondering if we'll get to see more of an aggressive side to him, maybe just stuff we haven't seen from him in a long time Anyway, yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I want to mention something. I highly doubt they'll do anything like this, but this is certainly what I was thinking. So last night when we were doing Observer Radio, we're talking about the length of the match, and Dave said, well, their next match is going to be, it's going to have to be longer. And as I've been thinking about that, I mean, it probably does have to be longer, but I was imagining a scenario where you do a rematch at the Royal Rumble and you build it up big again, and they go in there and, like, the bell rings and Goldberg just rushes in and maybe spears him one time, sets up for another one, rushes in, and Brock just hoists him up, F5s him, and just smashes him and pins him in another minute 24.
There's a way, sure.
And then Brock gets out of the ring, and he just gets right in Bill's son's face, and he just howls with the Brock Lesnar laughter. I don't think he should touch the kid, but, I mean, if the kid had, like, a shirt on, he could always, like, just grab the shirt and, like, pull him close and laugh in his face.
Well, we've already seen him with the shirt off, so now he's just got to make him cry.
Strut out there, yeah, make the kid cry. And
or Paul, now, as Paul heckles his mom, too, and the kid's got to be pulled away, and Brock just bully Brock. Bully Brock, who got his, shockingly, now wants to come back like a coward and will get back at Goldberg by going after the family. It's devious.
I honestly think that if Goldberg beat him in a minute 24, and then he beat Goldberg in a minute 24, just another massacre, and then went after the family in some way to set up the third match, I really don't think that fans would go into the third match expecting it's going to go a minute 24. I think fans would know, okay, this one's going to be a war. I wish there was a way to, like, guarantee that it's going to go longer. Like, I don't think that you should do, like, Brock and Goldberg in a best of three falls match or anything like that, but
no, but I think
I don't think there's anything wrong with a second massacre is what I'm saying.
No, and I think you doing 84 seconds here, 5 minutes could seem like an eternity. You know what I mean? So it's just, I guess they just gotta to play it how it feels as they get close to doing it again, if they go ahead and do it again, which it's hard to believe that they won't. So I mean, I think they may want to resist doing is have the second match end up in some sort of schmoz or some sort of brawl where now it's just like a stalemate thing to get to the next one. I hope they don't do that. I tend to like your idea, either have Lesnar do it or even, again, if Goldberg's only going to do like two more, you know what I mean? If that's all he feels he can do, whether it be WrestleMania, which I would assume it would be. You know, then, you know, you could have him win as well, too, but do it in a quick fashion.
I always laugh when people complain about short massacres. Like, fans, they just don't want to see short massacres. They want to see long matches, long fights. And it's like, two of the biggest draws I can remember are Mike Tyson and Ronda Rousey for their respective promotions or series of promotions. Massacres! I mean, Mike Tyson was massacring people, and everybody would always say, no one's going to buy the next Tyson fight. They're spending all this money, and it's a minute. No, people did. Same with Rousey. You knew what you were getting with Rousey. Nobody bought a Rousey fight thinking, man, I'm going to see five rounds of back-and-forth action. You knew what you were going to get. And I always heard people mad afterwards, but more people bought it the next time.
Yes, and you know when those cards worked the best, too, and this is going back a long time here. But even though people will watch pay-per-views and they order pay-per-views for the main event only, when a lot of those Tyson shows worked the best were when you had Julio Cesar Chavez in a fight on the undercard, usually facing somebody with an angle involved. And then you'd have a couple other guys, which is exactly what WWE should be doing, especially at a time where we've been talking about they need to create new stars, and there's not a whole lot of interest in a lot of the stars that they have, and you got the brand split going on and all these other things working against them. I thought last night, while there were some holes, and if you wanted to be negative, that you can blow holes in lots of different things on last night's show, I thought from up and down, I thought it worked out great. I think they closed the show. It was a risk doing it, but I think they did a great job with that. I think even though the semi-main went a little long, and I know you thought it went too long, I thought that was at times wonderful. And I just think last night was a good step forward for them. We'll see where they go tonight with it, and we'll see where they go in the lead up to the Royal Rumble. But I thought last night was pretty much as good as you could get it for them.
All right, very quickly, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, man, I don't have enough time. This is Daryl from Yonkers, New York. I you can count me as one of the guys who are angry at last night's match because it embodies everything that's wrong with WWE, from the use of part-timers to, I guess, what's now going to be 50-50 booking, to just wasting my time. It's like I got Rickrolled.
It's like you got Rickrolled.
I expected something that I didn't get. I expected one big epic match that I thought was going to be one and done, and I got a squash match of a guy who was protected for 3.5 years for what?
I hope we can hold you over the break.
We'll hold him over. Stand by.
Yeah.
Mike wants to talk to you, apparently. All right, back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Goldberg Brock Lesnar. Laura here is appalled at this caller. She says, Brock protected. He lost to Triple H, Cena, Undertaker, and Seth Rollins. And now Goldberg. Caller, you're back. Mike's got something to say, I guess.
Well, I just would say, you know, I want to ask about, you know, you talked about part-timers, but at least in this scenario, it's part-timer on part-timer action. And I would just say in response to, you know, what you were expecting. Look at it this way. I mean, I don't know exactly what you were expecting, if, you know, as far as match goes, but Brock Lesnar, as a big bully, got tagged. He got put on his ass. They showed him, you know, kind of with that cocky smiling face, like, okay, yeah, he pushed me down. And then got up and got drilled by a guy that looks to be his equal size-wise, certainly in name value to the WWE Universe. Goldberg certainly got that right now. And he tagged him and beat him, you know, big game hunter sort of thing. And I think even though Lesnar lost, I don't think, it's not like I felt all of the spirit leave his body last night. I just wanted to see more of it, and I'm surprised that you are so negative on it. I mean, what were you really
expecting
out of
the
match?
Let me add this. If you're expecting a long battle back and forth, you're going to get it. You just didn't get it last night. Last night is now setting up that long, drawn-out battle that you wanted.
And even if it's just a slobber knocker that you wanted, you're going to get that at some point, too, with those two having some sort of crazy pull-apart, because we didn't get any physicality, which is making people, I think, that enjoyed it want more.
I guess my problem is that I resubscribed to the network for this match, which I thought was going to be one and done. And now they're requesting more time that I don't have into this product, with, and that is sort of it has me feeling some sort of type of way, because I feel like I got work, which I know is what their goal, but I don't like feeling that way, being manipulated.
All right, well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. I want to read some of these text messages here. This person says, I agree with the scenario of Brock decisively winning the next match and then have the big blow-off at Mania. A 60-minute Iron Man match inside Hell in a Cell.
By Lord.
You ain't getting that. This person says, I would have preferred Lesnar smashing Goldberg. Goldberg comes to Raw, announces he underestimated Lesnar, wants another match. Heyman comes out and says no. And then Goldberg begins training. He's got a whole fantasy scenario here.
Is it the redoing of the streak is what it sounds like?
Can't believe... Well, you can't redo the streak if he gets beaten at the beginning. And he's only having a couple of matches. Well,
it's like a Rocky comeback streak. It's like, okay, Paul Heyman, no, I'm done with you. You got to start back at the bottom again. And then it's,
If I don't see 1-0 signs at Raw tonight, I'm going to be mad.
Can you imagine Goldberg, the 1999 version of Goldberg, or 1998 version of Goldberg, hoisting up Braun Strowman for a jackhammer?
Dude, he should smash Braun Strowman tonight for almost killing AJ Styles last night.
That actually,
I don't even have time to talk about Shane. I got too many emails here, but maybe we'll have time later.
I screamed when that happened with AJ Styles.
Person says, I love the Goldberg finish. The length was shocking, but I quickly realized there was no other way I could like it as much. This person here says, what added to the main event was Brock's selling and facial expressions. His look after the shove and selling of the spears really made Goldberg look strong. This person says, I have a question. What the hell was that Cruiserweight match? Don't even get me started.
Nah.
Give me a break. They had the prime opportunity to do the easiest, not only the easiest thing, but the thing that was most logical. I mean, these, for crying out, stupid. It's, you know what it is, everybody? It's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
I take that to the, anyway. I just wanted to see Brock kill Goldberg. Other than that, well done, WWE. Why do people not like Goldberg? Goldberg's the best. Over-under on Triple H beating Goldberg at Mania on his way to completing his WCW-sensitive ego collection. That's not happening. I think it's all Brock. I don't think anyone else is facing Goldberg except maybe Undertaker.
Yeah, and that's all you need to. I mean, why? What? It doesn't serve any other purpose. This is a different club. You know, this is not, John Cena is not even a part of this club. This is different rarefied air that only those three should be in, and that's it. Again, these are, make it the part-timers club, I know, whatever you want to call it, but again, that is just fine with those three being associated with each other and no one else.
Person says, I'm in my 30s, I don't lose myself in wrestling like I used to when I was a kid, but last night I jumped out of my seat in excitement for Goldberg's win, just like I used to as a teen. Very happy about WWE's booking for once. Hey, I was watching with my buddy Rodney, and he had actually gone to dinner and came back and didn't know what happened. So I put
it's just that would figure.
I put the replay on and he was watching it. And when it happened, he gasped. He put his hands on his mouth. Eyes grew wide. He was shocked Undertaker fan right here in my living room. Could not believe his eyes. Person says, just want to say that Randy Orton is a hell of a guy going over and telling Shane's son his dad would be all right. Yeah, Shane's kids were in the front row when Shane nearly killed himself. Randy's a dad now. He's a new Randy Orton. I like old dad Randy Orton.
I got to be honest, I don't know how long I'll like it for. As it stands right now, Orton and Wyatt and Randy Orton together, I am completely, in Luke Harper, I'm completely fine with that. And it shouldn't go unnoticed that finally, much like the New Day always loses, that used to be the spot for Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt actually got a win on a pay-per-view. That mattered.
This person says, we all knew Vince McMahon was behind the times, but now we know it's 18 years, which is when Goldberg was last a squash killer. Give me a break.
Well, hey, look, listen, I like Goldberg a lot more now than I actually did then.
Let me just address this very quickly. I talked about this at the beginning, but Goldberg got over doing one thing. Squashes.
Killing.
He didn't get over doing long matches. I can count on one hand the number of long matches Goldberg had that got over. He had the DDP, Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner, yeah.
And I'm drawing a blank. I'm sure there are others. But the point is, if a guy gets over doing something, then why in the world would you bring him in and have him do something that you know he's not going to get over doing? That's the point. Of course, this is, if anything, everybody should be praising Vince McMahon for figuring it out after 18 years that this is the way that you got to book this guy.
Dude, you got a whole bunch of people, though, that don't realize that to the level that Vince McMahon, if he didn't create it or Kevin Dunn didn't create it or their brain trust didn't create it, it didn't matter, and they would go out of their way to spite themselves in something that they owned or something that they were selling just to prove that somebody else's invention didn't work for them, which has always been maniacal.
Let me give you an example. Enzo Amore comes out, and he does his promo, and the place goes absolutely crazy. They're so into Enzo, they sing along, they absolutely love it. Enzo gets in the ring for singles matches, and they die, and he sucks. So if Enzo Amore got fired from WWE, and TNA hired him, and they brought him in, and they never let him talk, and they only made him wrestle long, horrible singles matches, what would people be saying about TNA? They'd be saying, this is the dumbest promotion there's ever been on the face of the earth. How do they not let Enzo talk and only have him go in there and do long singles matches? They're accentuating his negatives, and they've removed all of his positives. So now you're going to complain that Bill Goldberg came in and was Bill Goldberg. You wanted him to be not Bill Goldberg, and you think that's going to work? Of course it's not. We've seen it. We saw it in 2003 that Goldberg not being Goldberg doesn't work. So don't be mad that they brought him in and had him be Goldberg.
It's like an evil Jervis Cottonbelly. Who would buy that? Nobody's going to buy that.
Says, was thoroughly shocked, but after it wore off, it was awesome. Plus, I'm always good with a Shield reunion and beatdown. Good show. This person says, just like I said a week ago, is it just me or this Goldberg-Brock match was just not that exciting? I feel like it's going to be a dud. Are you kidding me? I thought it was awesome. It was exactly what they should have done.
Damn right.
Exactly what they should have done. All right, any update on Shane? Okay. Shane is apparently fine. I'm going to hold my tongue because I don't want to spout profanities here on the air, but can we keep this dude out of the ring from now on?
Oh, why?
Dude, give me a break. He's going to kill himself or he's going to kill somebody else. He busted up Chris Jericho's nose. He looked like a backyarder. And then he got knocked out when he tried some crazy spot and he got headbutted right in the chin by Roman Reigns.
Was it the headbutt? Did he actually get headbutted in the chin or was it when his head, because of how he fell, kabonged off the mat?
It probably was both.
This was like a Rampage Jackson Pride FC headbutt spot, you know, from a triangle. Just this dude.
You know what was most amazing about it? I'll tell you what was most amazing.
he's 40?
We don't know what happened, because here's what WWE does. When there's a big move, what they do is they show the first 80% of the move in slow motion, and then they suddenly go back to regular speed for the impact. They do this all the time.
They don't want to show any holes.
If Shane does a flying elbow off the post through Braun Strowman on a table, they show him slow motion, gracefully flying through the air, and when he's about to hit, they put it normal speed, and there's a big giant crash, and you're like, oh. So last night, the dude gets speared out of midair and apparently headbutted right in the chin and knocked into next week, and they can't help themselves. For what is obviously a legitimate knockout blow, they can't even just show the whole thing in slow motion so we can figure out what the hell happened here. Instead, it's slow motion, and I'm like, okay, let's see what happened, and then bam! I don't know what happened.
You know, one thing I know after watching it is that Shane McMahon is not linked in with the same type of rule set that anybody else is, because Vince was probably yelling in somebody's ear, drag his ass out of there, because I thought they were going to throw him off the apron. I thought he was going to fall unconscious off the apron, but then they caught him and dragged him out like a sack of potatoes, I believe in front of his son. That's when Randy Orton actually dipped in and gave the son the high sign that, well, I think is going to be okay, as they just dragged him to the back. I don't think that's proper protocol.
No. This person says, I hope the question is on topic, but I don't know if you've noticed in the men's tag team match, the least over guy out of everybody was Dean Ambrose. At the start of the year, he was everyone's favorite to win the Rumble. He was the favorite to main event WrestleMania. Now he has fallen so far down in the eyes of the fans. What are your guys' idea to get him back to where he was? Well, here's the problem. I had to hear over and 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 over again that Roman Reigns wasn't the guy and that Dean Ambrose was the next Steve Austin. I never bought it. I'm not sitting here to tell you that I'm right. I'm just telling you some facts here. Everybody wanted him to be the top guy, and they finally give him the title, and granted it's on the SmackDown brand, but the beginning of the end was that Lesnar match at Mania, when he just went in there and he was treated like a geek. And then they continued treating him like a geek on TV, and then they gave him the title, and I've never seen anything like this. He got the title, and he suddenly, Dean Ambrose suddenly, began going 50%. His matches were worse, his promos were worse, with, I think, two exceptions. He had two great promos when he was burying Dolph Ziggler. It's hard not to have a great promo when you're burying Dolph Ziggler. He had two great promos, but these matches were slow. They were boring. I don't even know what happened. I think it was the Lesnar match. It was a lame title run, and it was the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast. And it's going to take a lot to rehab him from those things. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I just want to throw in very quickly that I have nothing against Dean Ambrose, and when he's on, I really like Dean Ambrose. But I've been watching Attitude Era Raws for 2 years now, and the dude ain't Steve Austin. There is no Steve Austin in WWE right now. Or Rock. Nobody close. And if there is anybody close, it's Goldberg.
Yeah. Let him be Dean Ambrose. Let's work on making him the best Dean Ambrose instead of trying to make him something else. Especially a Stone Cold Steve Austin, which I don't know if anybody's noticed. Guys like him are hard to replicate.
This person says, Brian finished the following sentence. The finish to the Cruiserweight match was... I can't. I'll be kicked off the air.
L poops.
There's many, many words I could use.
Caca?
That I'll have to use on another show. This person says, I like that Goldberg steamrolled Lesnar.
Yeah.
This person says, the guy who only subscribed for one match and has no plans to watch after that is not one who WWE should be playing to anyways. Person says, the real shame is we aren't talking about Rufus or Rusev. He has been buried by his own wife. She is entirely to blame for him not being at the top of the card. They like Rusev. They're going to do something with Rusev. Everyone quit worrying about Rusev. He's going to be fine.
It's good.
Trust me. By the way, got to throw this out very quickly. I received word today, for those of you that are following the Overweight Classic, that the mysterious arbiter, I have been told, will be calling into the show on Wednesday with his announcement. So I'm not going to know what his announcement is in advance. We have to wait until the show to find out. Wednesday, the Filthy Tom Lawler Show, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And with that, we are out of here, everybody. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the callers and listeners. We're here every day, live and free. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Network. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live. Sports Byline USA Radio Network.